Welcome to Family Healing with Rose and Dr. Pat. Are you struggling with painful, exhausting family relationships? Those relationships are in the heart of Rose's practice, and she believes they are the key ingredient in the recovery to our well-being. During the show, Rose will teach you how to take ownership and responsibility for your energy that comes to you, as well as what you send out. What if your family is not the one you would have wished for? During this show, Rose and Dr. Pat will help you understand how to set boundaries, get long-deserved relief, achieve peace of mind, and even reconcile. Get ready to explore your possibilities coming from hardship to shining again. Family Healing with Rose starts now.
Everyone, welcome. This show is about emotions. Rose, thank you so much for taking this topic on emotions. Let's talk about this because, you know, there are terms that come and go. There are words we use. But I think that when we're talking about emotions, I think it's one of the most important things to understand and the least understood. What do you think?
Yes, you're right. Hello, Dr. Pat. And hello, everybody. Yeah, emotions. We've been handling them in all kinds of ways over the millennia, right? From discipline to culture, good behavior, religion, and all the way to emotional intelligence or ethics. But most of all, I think we judge. We judge ourselves and we judge others how they deal with their emotions. At the same time, we are supposed to express them, because if we don't, if we keep them inside, we know we get sick, right?
Yeah.
So we do our best, but then we are triggered and boom, eh? We lose it. Sometimes I ask, who is the boss? The emotions or us? But let's get to it, and let's look at emotions from what happens on energetic level. Okay. One kind of emotions will be my emotions that will be attached to an event, something that happened in my life or around me, I witnessed, maybe to my friend, or maybe it's on the news, I see it on the news. So how do I process those? Speak with somebody or work by myself. But if I speak with somebody, it's going to be somebody who's not going to judge, who's not going to diminish
right.
feelings,
right.
But who's also not going to blow them out of proportion and feed that heaviness. But also, I have to be able to express without censoring myself, right? And without trying to be politically correct or whatnot. Then heal, let go, and so forth.
Yeah.
But in family setting, right, because in the core of what I do are families, I also look at the family dynamics. I question, why is this happening? What are we learning? And then once everything is learned and understood, that's only when I proceed to the healing, to the letting go. Because in family, there is a different, right? There is the missions are different. The reality, energetic reality or spiritual reality is different. So that next time when I get in a same situation, I don't get triggered and I don't lose it. That's that. Then a second kind of emotions that I work with, that's emotions that are going to be stuck, whether it's the core early childhood, genetic, inherited, or history and society,
yeah,
or the soul level. Now, these emotions are, again, ours. More often than not, we are not even aware of them. We don't even know we have them, but still they are ours, and they drive us. Healing will be the same, like I just mentioned. But there are also, and recently that became my pet peeve project, I call them free-floating emotions. These are all kinds of emotions that are all around us, but they all have one thing in common. They are not mine. However, I can pick them up. I feel them. I even have events going on in my life that support all this, justify them, but they are not mine.
Yeah. It's like the self-fulfilling prophecy. Many studies have been done on the self-fulfilling prophecy. And it's a perfect example, Rose, of what you're talking about is here we are, we're an individual, and yet we're not alone. We are individual people, but we're not alone. On any given day, there could be so many emotions that we step into, right, that are not ours. Especially if you're working a job and you go into the workplace, family, children, money, you name it. That is a unique distinction, isn't it, to me? Because we're still impacted by that.
We are still affected. We feel it. And we think it's ours. There's a saying that emotions are contagious, right?
Oh, yeah.
You enter in a happy room and you become happy. Or the opposite. Somebody comes in and is angry and the room goes down. So, I mean, I'm just saying this for those that may think like, oh, what are they talking about? But emotions are widely emitted. We're doing it all the time. And at the same time, we are receiving them. But here is the thing. It's not only people that originate emotions. It's animals, plants, viruses, bacteria, fungus, or spirits. They too emit emotions. And we pick them up and we feel them just like our own. For example, when we are sick, it's more common than we think to feel the emotions of the bacteria and viruses, especially if they are dying off. They are sad, they are losing vitality, they are dying. And we pick these emotions as our own. Yes, we are also tired and sick, and we have this physical challenge, but that's not all that is at play. In one of the episodes, we also spoke about addictions and how the energy of addiction, whenever we use a drug, we connect to this energy. But it's not just that. We also connect and feel the emotions of this energy. So it's like you said, at some life situations, we are more exposed than others, or jobs. And who is the most at risk to pick up emotions of others?
Mm-hmm.
That would be people that, let's say, work in healthcare, work with troubled people, teachers, end-of-life support, children, because children are very kind and very susceptible to pick up emotions, okay? So what to do, you know, when with all these emotions, what to do with them? Like, we have them, we feel them, they are not even ours. So when I work on emotions, first of all, when do I need to act on an emotion? When, or how to know, oops, I have a problem. When the red flag are triggers. Does something really bother you? Or is something repeatedly coming up? Look into that. First, find out if this emotion is yours or not in the first, right? Because just because I feel something, it doesn't make it mine. How? My favorite, muscle testing.
Exactly, though.
Okay. It's this easy.
It's so important to emphasize this, Rose, though, because when people watch you or demonstrate this, there is an obvious thing that happens. And in layperson's term, a weakness. No matter how hard you try, right? You just try so hard, you cannot, because there's something energetically that is so overpowering about that emotion that you're referring to. Really, you have to use a different approach.
I mean, I completely understand what you're saying, because I've been there. I've been there for many, many, many years. So, okay, how to muscle test if an emotion is mine or not? As far as I remember, I used to be sad. Like, oh, life gives us also plenty of justifications, right? But one day I go like, okay, let's muscle test. And I ask, is this sadness mine? No. What? At this point, we don't go level by level because this emotion is not even mine. So we are going to look for where did I get it? When did I get it? When did I pick it up? Okay. So right. I can muscle test age. Did I pick this sadness before the age of 40? Did I pick this sadness before the age of 5? And so forth until we hit the one number, the age, or even before I was born in the womb. And we can also find out from whom we picked it up. Look, we pick it up from family members, at work, bacteria, viruses, or spirits. We also pick it up from complete strangers. Now, there are also people that who have a life's mission in this incarnation to help clearing emotions of others or the planet. But no matter who, how, when, where, we should not keep them. We should process them, sometimes transform them, and let them go. In general, we have to let them go and send them to a place where they need to go for further transformation, right?
Yes.
It's just let them go. It's like a sliver in the finger. You take it out, it's not yours. The moment you take it out, relief. That's exactly how it feels if you release emotions that are not yours.
Yeah. I want to ask you this question, Rose. I mean, I know we've got a lot to talk about today, but this is so important. We don't have a full concept of how emotions, how powerful emotions are in either helping us move forward us or stopping us in our tracks. And let's talk about that now, because they're powerful energies. And I think the first part of this to be aware, one of the things that you do and talk about, let's talk about it now, family trauma from generation to generation. This is reality. And with those trauma, it wider rate of emotions, right?
Oh, yes. And most of them, well, in the family trauma, none of them are beneficial for us. Not for us, not for our children, not for our ancestors. I mean, it's all anger, hate, sadness, despair, shame, keeping secrets deep inside. It's fear. I mean, many of us who, especially those who live through difficult, violent childhood, many live in constant fear, right? They have to overcontrol their environment. And then others, they never managed to get out of that. They continue. We pass on. Eventually, if stress and emotions are not handled, they develop diseases. And then we pass on these diseases to each other, right? From generation to generation. And I mean, I never knew this existed. I found out 5 years ago, and the world that I discovered that opened up, it's still stupefying for me. That I guess that's the only word that I can say honestly, because it's completely against everything that I have seen, believed, understood, or studied. How can you in your right mind tell somebody, you know, well, you chose this family, you know? You chose to be born here, or you chose to be born during a war. And it's, you know, we usually don't say things like that to each other. But then when we look, when we continue and we look on the energy, you know, in the energy world, then there are answers to everything. And then we understand, and then we can start healing, and we can start releasing, and we freeing ourselves and our family and our children and our ancestors. I mean, it's, I still don't know how to speak about it on a, in a more general way, because it's so unique to every situation, to every individual. But at the same time, we only have half an hour.
Well, but part of this is really understanding that the body of work that you do is a body of work that customizes it to meet the person, their family, generation to generation, what they're going through now, what the situations are. And that's why we're talking in this way. It would be so much easier if you had an emotion and you could pull something off the shelf and say, for this emotion, do this, right? But there's so many different layers of this when you're talking about family and family constellations. There's so many layers of this that, first of all, as an individual, you cannot see it. It is so hard to see it because you bring so many judgments to the table about it. And, you know, aren't you talking about getting to the root of the emotion, not just the surface level? Aren't you talking about that?
Yeah, exactly. Once we get to the root, then we can unravel everything. And a family, like it or not, family is really in the core of our being. And there is again a reason for that. But eventually I put all my thoughts in a book. And there I describe, I mean, the title of the book is Hope for Family Healing. And the subtitle is Break Free. Healing generations by transforming your family trauma and rediscovering joy.
Yeah.
And there I show examples. It's how family trauma is passed from generation to generation. And there are flags that if, as a reader can, oh, wait, does that this happen? Is this been going on in my family? Okay. So it's how it's passed, what it does to us, to the future generations, but also what it does to ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
How, why it is so hard to change, but then at the same time, how we can change it after all. And we, in spite of everything, we can change it. So I'm showing exercises how to change it.
Right. And when, how do people get the, tell people about the book and also how they can find out more about you. Let's make sure folks know, you know, that this is going to be coming available or available to them. And what do they need to know to make sure that they get their copy?
The estimated launch is for December. December 18th is my dream date.
Okay.
But I will be keeping posts, updates on my website because it's still in the final stages of editing.
Yes.
So on my website, familyhealingwithrose.com. The book will be available on Amazon. And my lights went off, so I'm going to be a little dark. Never mind. the target audience is men and women over 50 that live through family trauma and have and are look, still looking for options. They have a repeated family history where generation after generation go through the same trauma, whether it's physical, behavioral, emotional, mental, okay? Something's going on and it's keeping repeated. But they do not want to be stuck in that past anymore. They do not want their children be stuck with them in that past either. So that's who the book is for. And I hope that the readers will see that, will see how through helping themselves, they can become heroes in their family. They'll be the one that's going to stand up and going to say, you know what? I've had enough. I'm going to do something about this.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the other thing, Rose, is it's very clear. All of us know this, but you help people in this way in the book. I'm excited about the book because it's hard. It's hard to change, especially when we're talking about family. You know, we're talking about, you know, this tapestry, this web that gets created, multi-generational. I mean, this is really for people. You're taking your life's work and you're going to take us on a journey and teach us how we can do this, how we can heal. Because I think that's what, I think there are a couple of places we come from. One, we come from the place where we don't think we could ever heal. It's like, you know what, Rose, I'm stuck with this. I'm stuck with it. But that's not what you're saying, is it?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Give it a try. In the book, there are plenty of exercises. There are five actionable milestones, one after another. Ask them, put them on and do the exercises. There is no way you won't change. It's the whole thing is actually told through the story of my family, more as an observer and not from point of a victim or statistics or therapy or whatnot, because I'm neither of them, but from the simple point of the healing energy work. And it's really one step after another. And just, I don't know, give it a try. That's even vague. That's a vague way to say it. That's because when I was there, when I found out in the very, very, very beginning, I just remember, okay, I don't think I can handle this anymore.
Exactly.
There is this, it's probably, I don't know, that looks weird, but let me try. And I was, you know what? I was first in the line to pay with my credit card. I don't think I will ever forget.
Yeah.
But you know what? Look, whether I like it or not, my family is right here. It's my core. Now, living affected by the trauma, it felt like sailing on a high seas during a storm. Now, there are, of course, many ways how to deal with the family, with the pain in family, right? Now, my way I discovered is not to control the seas or try to ride the waves. None of that. My way is to calm the storm in my head. And when the storm is calm, the seas, the body is calm. And then I am free. And I can look at myself, can look into myself, I can look around. And I can, hey, this is what makes me happy. But my life is wonderful. I can discover the beauty all around me. I can offer this to my children. When my children grow up, they can leave the house and flourish because they don't have to carry my baggage.
Exactly.
Okay. They all they get from me is encouragement. And exactly. Bravo and go for it.
Exactly. And you know, that's why this is so important. I mean, yes, this is a short show, but the bottom line for this is people that really want to get the relief, that want the pathway to freedom, that want to really clear out the cobwebs, let's call it, of family history, they can work with you. Rose, thank you for today. Again, please let folks know how they can work with you. And thank you so much.
They can contact me through my website, familyhealingwithrose.com, and send me an email, we will set up a consultation to explain each other, to see if we have a fit, and then we take it from there on. Yes.
I love it. Thank you, Rose. Thank you so much. And for those of you out there, you know, you will be amazed at what happens when you do really get rid of some of those, what I call cobwebs. There's so many layers of this clearly at the forefront right now. You all know when we say the word emotions, you know what we're talking about. Thank you, Rose. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you all.
Thank you, your team.
They're a great team. I love them. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time.
Yeah. Have a nice day. Thank you. Bye for now.
Welcome to Family Healing with Rose and Dr. Pat. Are you struggling with painful, exhausting family relationships? Those relationships are in the heart of Rose's practice, and she believes they are the key ingredient in the recovery to our well-being. During the show, Rose will teach you how to take ownership and responsibility for your energy that comes to you, as well as what you send out. What if your family is not the one you would have wished for? During this show, Rose and Dr. Pat will help you understand how to set boundaries, get long-deserved relief, achieve peace of mind, and even reconcile. Get ready to explore your possibilities coming from hardship to shining again. Family Healing with Rose starts now.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.